Saturday Morning Update is on now.
We hear the term blog so often these days. You may have been up on blogs. You may consider yourself a blogger. But if you're not too sure of what that term means and what the difference is among other terms you hear about the Internet, I thought we'd dig into it a little bit. And we're joined by Dr. Alexander Halliway. He's an assistant professor of interactive communications at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
First off, what's the difference between a blog and a website?
Not much is the short answer to that. In fact, when you're on a blog, it may feel like any other website. The telltale sign is that blogging software makes blogs more easily updated, so they tend to be updated very often.
Can just anybody set up a blog?
And that's kind of the idea behind blogging, is anybody can have their own printing press. So yes, anybody can set up a blog, and it looks like just about anybody is setting up blogs lately.
And is there an expense to setting them up?
Generally, no, at least to get started. Now, once you get hooked, people often get their own hosting and spend a little bit of money, even things like advertising. But no, to get started, it's absolutely free.
Now, the term blog to many of us at 630 WMAL would imply an opportunity for political expression, a politically oriented page or something to do with journalism or news. But I guess the survey that came out this week from the Pew Internet and American Life Project is pointing at a lot younger skew and a lot wider variety of topics and things you find on the blogs.
Right. It seems like, in part because of some of the coverage of Trent Lott and Rathergate and some of the other things that have gotten into the newspapers, people tend to focus on the political aspects of blogs. But the truth is there's a wide variety of reasons that people blog, and many people blog not for a large audience or necessarily for political purposes, but simply to keep in touch with the community or with their friends and family.
Now, when you say communicating with friends and family, can just anyone log in to any blog, or are they set up sometimes with security measures or even with an admission fee of some sort?
Yeah, sometimes people do keep blogs behind some kind of wall or some kind of gate so that they're private. In fact, there's news that there are blogs within the CIA that CIA employees can use only for those within the agency itself. And that's true of a lot of businesses now, too. People are starting blogs that are only readable within the business itself. But the general idea behind a blog is that it's transparent, is that it's as open as possible. So even if I blog, for example, and even though some of the things I write are really only of interest, I presume, to my family, just about anyone can visit that blog and find out about it.
How many blogs would you say are out there now on the Internet?
That's really hard to say. If you do kind of a quick adding up of the public blogs, the ones that are easily accessible, it exceeds 20 million easily. Now, that said, a lot of them are started by people and then just abandoned very quickly or something like that. The new Pew numbers show that about 8% of American adults regularly keep a blog. So that's several million.
630 WMAL, we're talking with Dr. Alexander Halliway, Assistant Professor of Interactive Communications at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. We're talking about blogs, just to get a little better handle on what this means and what it means in the future. What about the financial side? Is it a way to make money easily by setting up a blog? And maybe not right to begin with, but can this grow into something to generate revenue for people?
Well, that was, I think probably 2005 was the year when people started to think about money and blogging. And before that, it had been mostly on the margins. And at this point, there are a number of people who they make their living as bloggers. That is, they are professional bloggers and quite a good living in some cases, largely through advertising support of their blog. But really, the way that you make money in blogging tends to be a little bit more circuitous. People make money in blogging because they blog about their professional abilities, and that ends up providing some kind of a brand recognition if they're a consultant or if they're a professional. So you can, but it's very rarely a straightforward sort of operation. And part of your question was there, can you make money easily in blogging? And the answer, I think, to that is definitively no.
Well, some of the sites we hear about that are the top sites for blogging would include LiveJournal, MySpace, Blogger. And my question is this: what does it say about our society when people are posting intimate family pictures, pictures of their houses, pictures of their things, and just anybody can go up and look at it? I mean, isn't that, it's kind of weird. It would strike me, number one, from a security standpoint, I could just nose around and find out what somebody's got in the house if I wanted to knock the house off if I did that kind of thing. But it's almost also a, it's kind of a voyeuristic kind of thing.
It is, I think. But I think it also speaks to a new kind of community. That is, we could always see what kind of houses people had and what kind of dogs people had when we lived in a small town. And so I think we get a little bit of that when we start to talk about blogging communities. That is, people are more involved with each other and more involved within their social networks. And I think that's kind of exciting. I think it's exciting that people are willing to open up in that way. You know, I live in New York City. It's a big city. I barely know my neighbors. And yet, I think it's neat that there's a place where people can engage one another in a way that is a little bit more open. Yes, there's definitely security issues within that, but I think the upside is still too exciting to ignore.
Well, when you say excitement, is it a psychological thing where everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame? Everybody wants to be in the spotlight, and a lot of people love to see themselves in pictures. Is this the opportunity to just fulfill that exposure, that need to put yourself out there?
Some of it is that, I think. Some of it is, I mean, when you talk about a blog, I think most people think of it as something of an ego trip. But I'll give myself as an example again, not that that's not egoistic. I, for example, would never send out an email saying what I thought about a particular film to my family and friends. But I don't mind putting it up on a blog, and if they have time to look at it, then it gives them the opportunity to do it at their own leisure, and I don't feel as if I'm intruding on them. So that's almost the exact opposite of the 15 minutes of fame sort of thing. It's saying, I don't want to intrude on your time, but if you're interested, this is what I'm doing lately. And it seems that that's true of a lot of people who blog. It's a way of maintaining social relationships rather than trying to, you know, garner a very large audience.
Alexander Halliway, Assistant Professor of Interactive Communications at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. Appreciate your insight.
Thank you for having me.